Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello?
So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-104.5. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so my wife recently went on this retreat with her coworkers, and I think something happened between her and somebody else that she's not telling me.
Okay. What is your wife's name?
It's Lisa.
Okay, and you said this was a work retreat?
Yes. So every year, her work pays for them to all go somewhere for like a team building weekend. And this year they went river rafting and camping for 3 days. But she told me it's mostly just a party weekend for all the employees.
Wow. Dang, I wish our company did that.
Jeez. Our company won't even give us Dave and Buster's coupons.
No.
That would be nice to have some team building trips to go on. Okay, so she goes on this trip with her coworkers. You stay home?
Yeah, right. I stay home.
Okay, but you think something happened with her on this trip. What exactly do you think happened?
Well, I'm not sure. That's what I'm trying to find out.
Okay. So why do you think something happened? What is your reason behind all this?
So after she got back, she was in the shower, and I walked into our bedroom, and I see she's got a message on her phone from her friend Amber, who works with her. And the message says, "Did you decide if you were going to tell Jeff about what happened or not?" So I couldn't unlock her phone because I don't know her password, but instead I just wrote back, "No." And then she writes back, "Good idea. I mean, it was only one time and neither of us were acting like ourselves that night." So now I'm really wondering what happened.
Wow.
That I didn't know about.
Did you ask her about it? Like, did you say, how wild was the weekend or, I don't know, something like that?
I did. Well, I kind of hinted at it. And I was like, "So did y'all get crazy in the woods with nobody around?" And she was just like, "No, not really." And that was it.
Okay, so this girl who texted her, you said she's a coworker of Lisa's?
Yeah, she's like her best friend at work.
Okay, so whatever happened, she was there, and she knows about it.
Honestly, to me, it sounds like whatever happened, she was part of it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think, too. Okay, so out of both of them, Jeff, like your wife and her friend, which one is more likely to get fooled by us, like if we were to call them, your wife or her friend from work?
Probably not my wife, because she's pretty smart. Pretty smart.
All right. So that leaves the friend from work, Amber. Now, is there a way you know that we can reach this Amber girl?
Yes. My wife's got a copy of her staff directory upstairs by our computer. I just have to make sure it's the right Amber, though.
Okay. So do me a favor. Get this Amber's phone number for us. And also, we're going to call your wife because, we're going to do, we're going to record her voice. We'll say, we're from energy or something. And for that call, we're also going to need your address, but don't give it to us right now. We'll give it to us when we're off the air during the break. So when we come back, we're going to call Lisa, then we're going to call Amber, and we will find out what really happened on this little work retreat next. We're going to pretend that we are from a certain popular energy company here in town.
Oh, the one that starts with a D?
No. Yes.
Hello.
Yeah, is this Lisa?
It sure is.
Hey, Lisa, this is Chuck Fleming. I'm calling from Energy. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
Great. So the reason I'm calling is because we're trying to pinpoint a power outage we had this morning. Did you wake up with power this morning?
I sure did.
Okay, great. And you're still in Virginia Beach over on Street, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And you currently have no issues with your power?
No. Why? Should I?
No, at this point, if you're not affected, you guys are safe. I hope you don't mind us calling you so early like this.
No, it's no problem. It's fine with me.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, and you have yourself a crappy day.
Thanks, you too.
All right. Okay.
Happy day.
Nobody pays attention to that stuff anyways. All right, let's rewind here. Hang on a second.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, let's get this part. There we go.
Oh, no, it's no problem. It's fine with me.
Ah, okay. All right, so we're going to use that, and we're going to use...
Oh, why?
Okay. By the way, we recorded her voice. You can tell. We're going to use her voice.
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
Okay. Let's go right back to the beginning. We're going to use her voice now. We are about to call Amber. Amber is her friend who sent her that text message. Amber knows what really happened. So,
Darling at Random.
What we will do is we will call her up. We will tell her that we have Lisa on the phone already, and Lisa wants Amber to tell us the story of what happened. And let's see if she falls for it.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Can I speak to Amber, please?
May I ask who's calling, please?
This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show, Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy on Z104. How are you today?
Are you serious?
Yes, we sure are. Is this Amber?
Oh, my God. Yeah, this is Amber.
Well, hello, Amber. Good morning.
Well, hi. Good morning. Good morning to you. I didn't expect a call from you today.
Well, nobody ever does, but here we are. So, no, actually, the reason we're calling is because we've been doing this topic this morning on your wildest weekend. Like, what did your wildest weekend consist of? And we just got a call from one of your coworkers, Lisa. Anyway, she was telling us that we had to call you because you went on this work retreat and the whole weekend camping thing that you guys just went on got out of control. She said you could tell us about how crazy it got out there.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, well, I can tell you some stuff, but I don't think she would want me to tell you everything. I'm pretty sure of that.
Well, that's kind of what we're talking about. So she said she wanted you to tell us the crazy part because she didn't want her husband hearing her talk about it. She thought like he might recognize her voice. She was like, I don't want to tell you, but call this girl I work with. Her name's Amber. She can tell you the crazy part.
Well, I don't think she wants me telling you guys that part, though.
Well, hold on a second. We still have her on the other line, right, Ash?
Yep, she's on line too.
Okay, hang on one second. Let me bring her in. Lisa?
Hello.
Hey, Lisa. So, listen, we got Amber on the phone like you asked us to.
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. Hey, girl. What's up?
So, Lisa, you went on this whole work outing with Amber, correct?
I sure did.
And you told us something pretty X-rated happened.
Yep.
But you didn't want to tell us the story because you said your husband might hear your voice. But you don't care if Amber tells the story, right?
No. Why? Should I?
No, because, I think what we'll do is we'll have Amber refer to her as my best friend, Laura, when we put you on, okay?
Are you sure that you're okay with me talking about all this? Or?
Well, it's no problem. It's fine with me.
Okay. So, Amber, let's record you telling the story, and then that way, in case you say her name by mistake, we can bleep it out, okay?
Okay. Can you do me one favor?
Sure. What's that?
Can you just change my name to, like, Amy or something?
Yeah, absolutely. No problem. We'll do that. So she'll be Laura, you'll be Amy. Okay, here we go. Okay, guys, so we have Amy with us this morning. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So you and your friend Laura just got back from a crazy weekend. What is your story?
Okay. So I work for a company that pays for all the employees to go on a trip once a year for like a team building weekend. And this year it was a river rafting and camping trip.
Wow, that is some company. I wish we did that.
Right? Yeah, I know. It's pretty nice. Next year I'm pretty sure it's Vegas. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So, but something crazy happened during this weekend, correct?
Yeah. So the second night we were all camping and we had our own tents to sleep in. And my best friend from work, Laura, and I had tents right next to each other. So we sort of have this inside joke about like how hot this new guy that our company just hired is, and we both just call him like our work crush behind his back. And but neither of us would ever do anything because she's married, I have a boyfriend, so he's just like he's eye candy for us, basically.
Okay, all right. And was eye candy on this trip with you guys?
Yes, he was. Uh-huh. He was. So, anyways, the second night we're camping, which is the last night that we're all there, and one of the coworkers. He tells us that he brought some shrooms with him, and he asked, did we want to try any of them?
He brought some what?
Some shrooms, like edible mushrooms that make you kind of crazy.
Oh, okay, shrooms. Okay, I got you. So did you partake?
Yeah, pretty much everybody did. Yes, including me. Yes.
Oh, wow.
So what effect did it have on you?
So it's kind of trippy. It's very trippy, actually. But eventually, you come down from it. But here's the thing. So my friend Laura and I, we both decided we were tired because, you know, we were rafting all day. So, you know, we both just decided we were going to go to sleep at that point.
So you took them right before you went to sleep?
Yeah, we took the shrooms basically right before we
went to sleep. Well, that's a terrible idea. Like, what if you have Willy Wonka nightmares and, like, terrible dreams and stuff?
Right. So it was a few hours later, and I hear Laura in her tent next to mine, and she's moaning. So I'm thinking, you know, maybe she's sick, she might be throwing up or, like, having a nightmare or something. So I leave my tent, and I go into hers, and she's completely butt naked with the new hot guy, and they're just, like, going at it.
Oh my God.
Wow.
No. Are you serious?
Yeah. So I zip her tent back up really quickly, and I'm like, oh, my God. I'm so sorry, you guys. And she's like, no. She's like, come back. And I'm like, no, I thought you were, you know, I thought you were in trouble. And she goes, I am in trouble, but I want you to get in trouble with me. And so, so I go back in there, and all three of us just basically had a crazy night together.
Oh my God.
So you joined in with them.
Yes, I did.
Wow. Wow. So you have a boyfriend, she's married, and the new guy is just, like, the luckiest guy on the planet then.
Yeah, he's basically just the luckiest guy. Wow. Yeah.
Well, when you woke up the next morning, like, did you remember what happened?
Yeah, because we both looked at each other, and we were like, we're in big trouble right now.
So your friend Laura, did her husband ever find out about this?
I don't think she told him, no. And, I told her she shouldn't because this was totally a one-time thing, and we were all so super wasted. We never would have done this.
Sure. Wow, that is a crazy weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you it would be.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks for sharing your story.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
All right, have a good one. Wow, okay. Well, so, Jeff, that's what happened, I guess. What are you thinking right now?
I mean, as crazy as it sounds, like the first thing I want to do is wait till she gets home, and I want to order a pizza for dinner, and in front of her just be like, I'm going to get extra mushrooms. Is that okay? I heard you like them now.
Oh, my God. That is a video that I would kill to see. So you should definitely video it and send it to us.
Sure. No problem.
Now, okay. Yeah. Now, on a more serious note, though, how are you going to handle the fact that your wife messed around on you?
I'm not sure. I mean, I'm going to give her the chance to confess first, but if she still doesn't, then that's going to help me make up my mind for sure.
Okay. Well, good luck. Yeah.
And Jeff, don't hang up. Don't hang up because I'm going to give you my number so you can send me that video.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.